just like redefining something more familiar, like fear or love or survival. Now we have redefined beginner's luck to give it just enough edge to open the door for us. You're either in the offense or in the defense. You're either kicking your knees forward or you're pushing against the floor. You can't have both. You're either wanting to slow down or wanting to reach the horizon. You can't do both at the same time. It's not an I can't decide meal, which gives you a taste of everything. Concept of beginner's luck is assuming that there is no past to rely on. There is no safety zone which you would be held back internally, secretly. You can sense that resistance, and the body may even get uncomfortable and hurting and sick and tired. And every single time you are ready for transformation, you will feel discomfort and defer it maybe for another day, for another time. For you can't be building walls and moving forward at the same time. Beginner's luck is an inner experience where you need not to protect anything.
Hello, welcome to the Energy Mastery Thinking Outside of the Egg.com podcast. My name is Eric Waldman, and today we're going to introduce you to beginner's luck. This segment is taken from our live daily transformation series where we raise the energy and apply the 8 transformation activators. So here we go.
Welcome everyone, welcome wherever you are in the world, live or in a replay. We are here at our daily karma, daily and morning meditation. And as always, make sure that if you are physically able, you begin this from a standing up posture. Your eyes are closed and you are listening. Listening to your body, listening to your thoughts, listening to your entire being. And today, we continue with our series of beginner's luck. And let me share first, maybe in comparison of what is the opposite of beginner's luck. And that will give us a little bit more of a clue on where we may be, or maybe where we don't want to be. You see, here is the truth. Very often, even though our mind completely understands, in our mind we understand, we've learned, we agreed with the fact that we need growth, that we need to free ourselves from a certain limitation that is deep inside of us, and sometimes we don't even know what that may be, but We need to free ourselves. We understand that. But there is another voice inside. There's another voice inside that says, well, it's good here. We have to hold on to what we have. And there's that duality inside. On one end, you know that you need to cross a certain line, and that if you continue the way it was yesterday, you may not find your happiness. On the other hand, there is an internal mechanism that almost as if sabotages your own intentions from the survival perspective. The protective mechanism inside is trying to hold you back in the old. And this is why very often that concept of beginner's luck is assuming that there is no past to rely on. There is no safety zone which you would be held back internally, secretly, sometimes even obviously. You can sense that resistance, and the body may even get uncomfortable and hurting and sick and tired. And every single time you are ready for transformation, you will feel discomfort and defer it maybe for another day, for another time, for unless, and that's in your everyday life, unless you commit to a ritual of practice. Because in a ritual of practice, we directly address that which is holding us back in the comfort of yesterday, that which is in every other life situation would not move unless it was a traumatic event. And it is the same for every single human being to some degree. And the more intelligent we are, the more sensitive we are, the more talented we are, the more experienced we are, the more knowledgeable we are, the more we will be held back. The opposite. Because the more familiar we are with the yesterday's state, beginner's luck is an inner experience where you need not to protect anything. Where there is the least resistance. Because even in our practice, we talk about, to some degree, when we are beginning, and we are beginning every day, brand new, a fresh page every day. When we are beginning, as we are out there, so we are here. As we are in our everyday life, so we are here in our practice. And only through that meditation, as we continue going into the unknown and identifying by the surprise that we are given when we continue reminding ourselves not to hold on to the familiar, not to try and change anything in this moment, not to attach yourself to a pleasant sensation and reject the discomfort. As we continue reminding ourselves of that and expanding the vocabulary of our senses, the self-identity and the sensations of the body, as we continue, so we shift from as we are here, so we are out there. As we shift from an unconscious experience, from the level of sensations, not from the level of understanding, there we are as much as we desire transformation, exactly to that same degree we will be rejecting it. Our body will be too tired, too uncomfortable, too sick, and we will instantly come up with all the necessary excuses of how we should escape this. So here we are. Let's begin. Our inner keys, as we say, the inner keys are the way to express our true choice. That inner voice that we have in our head usually is only there to protect us, and it's not a bad thing, it's a great thing, except it is the same protection. That survival is cannot go in both directions. You cannot be transformed and surviving at the same time. You can't be building walls and moving forward at the same time. Either on the offense or in the defense. You're either kicking your knees forward or you're pushing against the floor. You can't have both. You're either wanting to slow down or wanting to reach the horizon. You can't do both at the same time. You can have a little bit of both. It's not an I can't decide meal, which gives you a taste of everything. So here we are, first inner key, and what we're going to do is something interesting. We're actually going to use the... Now we sharpened it a little bit, the key of the words beginner's luck. As we sharpen it, as we filed it a little bit to fit right now in the door that we could not enter anymore, just like redefining something more familiar like fear or love or survival, now we have redefined beginner's luck to give it just enough edge to open the door for us.
And here you have it, another great episode. Thanks for listening in. If you want to continue the conversation and want to go deeper in how the 8 transformation activators can apply to your daily practice and to your life, 2 things you can do right now. You can go to thinkingoutsideoftheegg.com and download the book. You can listen to the back episode, of course, if you're just listening here on iTunes. Secondly, the thing that we talk about in applying all of the 8 transformation activators are part of the energy mastery process. You can fill out the scorecard and watch the video all at ericwaldman.com. Eric with a K, Waldman with a V.com. And that is a great way to start the journey in applying this natural and integrated approach to living a fulfilling life. It's really how we think of energy mastery, transformation activators, as an operating system that you can implement in your practice and see both the immediate and the accumulative results. That's it for this week, and we will be back next week with another episode of Thinking Outside of the Egg.